This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday, researchers released the results of the 15th annual Arkansas poll. Between October 10th and 17th, Issues and Answers Network Incorporated completed 800 telephone surveys among a random sample of adult Arkansans. The poll was sponsored by the Diane D. Blair Center of Southern Politics and Society at the University of Arkansas. Yesterday, Janine Perry, poll director and professor of political science at the U of A, stopped by KUAF to discuss the results. One of the unique aspects of this year's poll is, for the first time, the survey asked Arkansans about their support for granting in-state tuition to high school graduates who are in the country illegally.
The DREAM Act, right, is sort of the shorthand for that. And it's certainly been kicked around, gosh, for almost 10 years here in Arkansas for a time. Governor Huckabee, of course, was a Republican, and he was holding hands with Joyce Elliott, very much a Democrat from Central Arkansas. They were holding hands on something similar to this back in the day. It's come up again and again in recent legislative cycles, but it hasn't made much progress. And our polls demonstrate that there might be a reason for that. It's not something of which a majority of Arkansans are fans at this point. That said, I have looked at some national polling and some other polling on this issue, and in some ways, not unlike other hot-button issues, you know, guns or abortion, that comes to mind, it very much depends on how you ask the question. So I'd like in the future to maybe ask the question in some different ways, and you can even split the sample and ask, you know, a smaller subset of randomly assigned people, you know, the question one way and another way, and that might actually be an interesting research area for us in the future, was something I thought of this time.
Well, this year's Arkansas poll also found that Arkansans seem to be very pessimistic right now.
They are, and I think that has a lot to do with, or perhaps everything to do with, when we happen to be in the field. And that's true any time that you go into the field with a public opinion project. You're always a little nervous that something could happen in the environment to shake things loose in a way that they might not otherwise unfold, that something could sort of jar the results and skew them in a particular way, but in a temporary way. And this year that happened, but I don't think it really harmed. You know, we weren't doing any particular experiments or research projects that were negatively affected. But while we were in the field, almost perfectly, it was during the government shutdown, the federal government shutdown. So we were asking Arkansas questions, but we were definitely getting a lot of national political environment answers. So, for example, we have there are a lot of ways that we saw it impact the results this year, and I don't think you could attribute it really to anything else that was happening out there. This was the main thing. We always ask a life in Arkansas question, sort of the right direction, wrong direction, how are things going? And we make it clear that we're asking about Arkansas, but I don't think that's how people responded. We saw, was a 10 or 15 point drop this year in terms of people saying that things were going in the right direction. Now, that said, still like 2/3 of Arkansans think things are fine or things are going along just dandy, but that drop I thought was really interesting. And the other questions we ask are about what we call sort of retrospective and prospective financial health. So on a more individual level, are you better off, worse off, or about the same as last year? And then also on a more individual level, are you better off, worse off, or about the same financially next year? Like what, so asking people to project into the future. And again, those numbers were at record lows in terms of who thought they would be better off or declared that they were better off, and record highs in terms of who declared or thought they would be worse off. So obviously that national media penetration, that conversation is influencing people on a very personal level, which I found very interesting. There's one more way. One more way, of course, the shutdown, I think, affected the results, and that was with the approval ratings of D.C.-connected incumbents. Mike Beebe here in the state didn't take too much of a hit. He still has, you know, enviable approval ratings, as Arkansas governors usually have. But both Senator Bozeman and Senator Pryor, and then, of course, together with President Obama, they all hovered at about 30% approval ratings, and that's just not something to write home about. So I know that the shutdown was affecting them as well.
The poll also included questions specific to the government shutdown. Was that a last-minute decision? As
it was. I just thought, well, here's an interesting opportunity. And again, some years I'm running rather complex programming problems for experiments that I want to do. And this year I really didn't. I had enough research projects happening that I needed to take care of in other ways. And I thought, well, let's just do a few more things that are out there on the horizon. And a shutdown is, I suppose, thankfully, kind of a unique situation. So we went ahead and did as a lot of national organizations have done. And we said, well, you know, whom do you blame and were you affected? What we found is that about 1 in 5 Arkansans reported that they had been in some way affected. we didn't ask, you know, in what ways that was the case, you know, but maybe they were wanting to camp on the Buffalo River, or maybe they were a furloughed employee. You know, we don't know how heavy the impact was, but I did think it was interesting that about 20% said they were impacted by the shutdown themselves. And then, of course, the other aspect, and this is where Arkansas became somewhat unique, when so often it is not, although we think of it that way. But Arkansans were much more likely than the average American to blame President Obama and the Democrats in Congress rather than the Republicans in Congress. You know, we know from the national conversation, and that narrative is very much that the Republicans took the hit here, and they didn't get what they wanted, and their popularity went down. And the reverse is actually true in the Arkansas situation, which I think says something about our rightward shift for the last couple of election cycles.
Are there any other notable findings from the poll that you would like to share?
I think the thing that I'm watching the most anymore, and that really a lot of observers are, I'm not unique this way, is what's happening with independents in Arkansas. I mean, my predecessor, Diane Blair, you know, said for years that you really need to watch those independents, you know, what my friend Jay Barth and I sometimes call swingers in Arkansas politics, because they really drive elections. They're the largest single group of party identifiers, which is a little strange because, of course, it means they're not identifying. But, you know, Democrats are usually about 30% of people. If we say, you know, generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, or what? 30 to 38% of the folks for years have said Democrats, maybe 25 to 30% have said Republican. And then typically, you know, 35 to 40, 42% have said independent. And that's been consistent for a long time. But then, you know, since 1999, at least until 2010, when we would push the independents a little bit and we'd say, okay, well, you can tell me, we're friends on the phone, really, how is it, you know, that you're more likely to lean? You know, when push comes to shove, they would kind of divide out into roughly equal thirds. You'd get about a third of them saying, I'm really just independent, about a third, roughly speaking, saying Republican, and about a third Democrat. Since 2010, those independents have been taking a hard swing to the right. And so what I'm interested in, and what I want to clock probably probably well after Barack Obama is out of office, because he's just so deeply unpopular here. So I want to know, is it about the present occupant of the White House? Is it about something else? Is it more long lasting, and therefore Arkansas is just finally turning like, you know, its southern peers? But I'm really interested in what's happening. And this was the fourth year in a row that those independents were showing a strong rightward shift when we press them. But what's interesting is that after 4 years, they're not just going ahead and declaring themselves Republicans. They still seem to want to keep, I don't know, like one toe in the water or something like that. And gosh, you see that in, you know, pretty good numbers for Hillary Clinton. You know, just a fun question about 2016 and whether they'd vote for her or her Republican opponent. She polls very well in Arkansas. And then, of course, the fact that the likely Democratic nominees for governor, I suppose something could change, you know, it's a ways out, but for governor and for U.S. Senate, that, you know, they're in head-to-head, you know, too close to call contests with Republicans in a climate that's supposed to be very Republican. So there's something going on with Arkansans. They're not quite ready to commit, I think, to the Republican label, but that's something that I'm watching and that I see a lot of evidence for in this poll, and I hope other people will take a look and tell me what they think is happening.
That was Janine Perry inside Studio 123 yesterday afternoon. She stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio to discuss the results of the 2013 Arkansas poll. We'll have more from that conversation at 9 a.m. Sunday during Weekend Ozarks at Large. To view the results of the Arkansas poll, you can visit plsc.uark.edu. Thank you.